हेलो, टुडे वी आर गोइंग टू डिस्कस अबाउट नेशनल एजुकेशन पॉलिसी 2020। इट इज सब डिवाइडेड इनटू इट इज डिवाइडेड इनटू थ्री फोर पार्ट्स एंड सब डिवाइडेड इनटू फर्स्ट पार्ट्स इज सब डिवाइडेड इनटू एट पार्ट्स। फोर्थ पार्ट इज करिकुलम पेडागोजी इन स्कूल्स। लर्निंग शुड बी हॉलिस्टिक, इंटीग्रेटेड, एंजॉयबल एंड एंगेजिंग। रिस्ट्रक्चरिंग स्कूल करिकुलम एंड पेडागोजी इन ए न्यू 5+3+3+4 डिजाइन। द करिकुलर एंड पेडागोजिकल स्ट्रक्चर ऑफ स्कूल एजुकेशन विल बी रिकनफिगर्ड टू मेक इट रेस्पॉन्सिव एंड रेलिवेंट टू द डेवलपमेंटल नीड्स एंड इंटरेस्ट ऑफ लर्नर्स एट डिफरेंट स्टेजेस ऑफ देयर डेवलपमेंट करेस्पॉन्डिंग टू द एजेस 3 to 8, 8 to 11, 11 to 14, 14 to 18 ईयर्स रेस्पेक्टिवली। द करिकुलर एंड पेडागोजिकल स्ट्रक्चर एंड द करिकुलर फ्रेमवर्क ऑफ स्कूल एजुकेशन विल देयरफॉर बी गाइडेड बाय 5+3+3+4 डिजाइन कंसिस्टिंग ऑफ द फाउंडेशनल स्टेज। फाउंडेशनल स्टेज इज डिवाइडेड इन टू पार्ट्स। फर्स्ट 3 years ऑफ आंगनबाड़ी और प्री स्कूलिंग, देन 2 years इन प्राइमरी स्कूल, दैट इज स्टैंडर्ड 1 एंड स्टैंडर्ड 2, बोथ टुगेदर कवरिंग एजेस 3 to 8। देन कम्स प्रिपेरेटरी स्टेज, दैट इज ग्रेड 3 to 5, कवरिंग एजेस 8 to 11। मिडिल स्टेज क्लासेस इंक्लूडिंग 6 to 8, कवरिंग एजेस 11 to 14। सेकेंडरी स्टेज क्लासेस इंक्लूडिंग 9 to 12 इन 2 phases, फर्स्ट 9 to 10 इन 1 phase, देन 11 to 12 कवरिंग एजेस 14 to 18। द फाउंडेशनल स्टेज विल कंसिस्ट ऑफ 5 years ऑफ फ्लेक्सिबल मल्टी लेवल प्ले एक्टिविटी बेस्ड लर्निंग एंड द करिकुलम एंड पेडागोजी ऑफ अर्ली चाइल्ड केयर एंड एजुकेशन एज मेंशन्ड इन Above। The preparatory stage will be comprising 3 years of education building on the play, discovery and activity based pedagogical and curricular style of foundational stage, and this will also be begin to incorporate some light textbooks as well as aspects of more formal but interactive classroom learning in order to lay a solid groundwork across subjects including reading, writing, speaking, physical education, including reading, writing, speaking, physical education, art, interactive classroom learning in order to lay foundation across subjects like in reading, writing, speaking, physical education, art, languages, science and mathematics. The middle stage will comprise 3 years of education building on the pedagogical and curricular style of preparatory stage, but with the introduction of subject teachers for learning and discussion of the abstract concept in each subject, that students will be ready for at this stage across the science, mathematics, arts, humanities. Experimental learning within each subject and exploration of relations among different subjects will be encouraged and emphasized despite the introduction of more specialized subject and subject teachers. The secondary stage will comprise of 4 years of multidisciplinary study building on the subject-oriented pedagogical and curricular style of middle stage, but with greater depth, greater critical thinking, greater attention to life aspirations, and greater flexibility and student choice of subjects. In particular, students would continue to have the option of existing after grade 10 and re-entering in the next phase to pursue vocational or any other courses available in grade 12, 11 to 12. including at a more specialized school, if so desired. The above described stages are purely curricular and pedagogical, designed to optimize learning for students based on cognitive development of the children. They will inform the development of national and state curricula and teaching learning strategies at each stage. But parallel changes to physical infrastructure will not be required. Then comes holistic development of learners. The key overall thrust of curriculum and pedagogy reform across all stages will be to move the education system towards real understanding and towards learning how to learn and away from the culture of rote learning as is largely present today. The aim of education won't be cognitive development but also building character and creating holistic and well-rounded individual equipped with the key 21st century skills. Ultimately, knowledge is a deep-seated treasure and education helps in its manifestation as the perfection which is already within an individual. All the aspects of curriculum and pedagogy will be reoriented and revamped to attain these critical goals. Specific set of skills and values across domains will be identified for integration and incorporation at each stages of learning, from preschool to higher education. Curriculum framework and transition mechanisms will be developed for ensuring that these skills and values are imbibed through engaging processes of teaching and learning. NCERT will identify these required skill sets and include mechanisms for their transaction in the National Curriculum Framework for Early Childhood and School Education. Then comes reduce curriculum content to enhance essential learning and critical thinking. Curriculum content will be reduced in each subject to its core essentials to make space for critical thinking and more holistic, inquiry-based, discovery-based, discussion-based, and analysis-based learning. The mandated content will focus on key concepts, ideas, implications, and problem-solving. Teaching and learning will be conducted in a more interactive manner. Questions will be encouraged, and classroom sessions will regularly contain more fun, creative, collaborative, and exploratory activities for students for deeper and more experimental learning. Then comes experimental learning. In all stages, experimental learning will be adapted, including hands-on learning, arts integrated, sports integrated education, storytelling based pedagogy, among others. As standard pedagogy within each subject and with exploration of relations among different subjects, to close the gap in achievement of learning outcomes, classroom transactions will shift towards competency-based learning and education. Thus, assessment tools, including assessment as of and for learning, will also be aligned with the learning outcomes, capabilities, and dispositions as specified for each subject of a given class. Art integration is a cross-curricular pedagogical approach that utilizes various aspects and form of art and culture as the basis of learning of concepts across the subjects. As a part of thrust on experimental learning, art-integrated education will be embedded in classroom transactions not only for creating joyful classrooms but also for imbibing the Indian ethos through integration of Indian art and culture in the teaching and learning process at every level. This art-integrated approach will strengthen the linkages between education and culture. Sports integration is another cross-curricular pedagogical approach that utilizes physical activities including indigenous sports in pedagogical practices to help in developing skills such as collaboration, self-initiative, self-direction, self-discipline, teamwork, responsibility, citizenship, etc. Sports integrated learning will be undertaken in classroom transactions to help the students to adapt fitness as a lifelong attitude to achieve related life skills along with the levels of fitness as envisaged in the Fit India movement. The need to integrate sports in education is well recognized as it serves to National Education Policy. In National Education Policy 2020, foster holistic development by promoting physical and psychological well-being while also enhancing cognitive abilities. Then comes empower students through flexibility in course choices. Students will be given increased flexibility choice of subjects to study, particularly in secondary school, including subjects in physical education, the arts, crafts, vocational skills, so that they can design their own path of study and life plans. Holistic development and wide choice of subject and courses year to year will be in new distinguishing feature of secondary school education. There will be no hard separation among curriculum, curricular, extracurricular, co-curricular, among arts, humanities, science, or between vocational academic streams. Subjects such as physical education, art, crafts, vocational skills, in addition to science, humanities, mathematics, will be incorporated throughout the school curriculum with a consideration for what is interesting and safe at each age. Each of the four stages of school education, in accordance with what may be possible in different regions, may be considered moving towards a semester or any other system that allows the inclusion of shorter modules, courses that are taught on alternative days in order to allow an exposure to more subjects, enable greater flexibility. States may look into innovative methods to achieve these aims of greater flexibility and exposure to an enjoyment of a wide range of subjects, including arts, science, humanities, languages, sports, and vocational subjects. Then comes multilingualism and the power of language. It is well understood that young children learn and grasp non-trivial concepts more quickly in their home language or mother tongue. Home language is usually the same language as the mother tongue or that which is spoken by local communities. However, at times in multilingual families, there can be a home language spoken by other family members which may sometimes be different from mother tongue or local language. Wherever possible, the medium of instruction until at least class 5, but preferably till class 8 and beyond, will be the home language or mother tongue or local language or regional language. Thereafter, home or local language shall continue to be taught as a language wherever possible. This will be followed by both public and private schools. High quality textbooks, including science, will be made available in home languages or mother tongue. All efforts will be made early to ensure that any gaps that exist between language spoken by the child and the medium of teaching are bridged. In case where home language textbook material is not available, the language of transaction between teachers and students will still remain home language or mother tongue wherever possible. Teachers will be encouraged to use a bilingual approach, including bilingual teaching learning materials with those students whose home language may be different from the medium of instruction. All languages will be taught with high quality to all students. A language does not need to be the medium of instruction for it to be taught and learned well. Then, as research clearly shows that children pick up languages extremely quickly between the ages of 2 to 8, and that multilingualism has great cognitive benefits to young students. Children will be exposed to different languages early on, starting from the foundational stage onwards. All subjects will be taught in an enjoyable and interactive style, with plenty of interactive conversation, with early reading, subsequently writing in the mother tongue in the early years, with skills developed for reading, writing in other languages in class 3 and beyond. There will be a major effort from both the central and state government to invest in large numbers of language teachers in all the regional languages around the country. In particular, for all languages mentioned in the English schedule of the Constitution of India, states, especially states from different regions of India, may enter into bilateral agreements to hire teachers in large numbers from each other to satisfy the three language formula in their respective states, and also to encourage the study of Indian languages across the country. Extensive use of technology will be made for teaching and learning of different languages and to popularize language learning. The three language formula will continue to be implemented while keeping in mind the constitutional provisions, aspirations of the people, regions and the union, and the need to promote multilingualism as well as promote national unity. However, there will be a greater flexibility in three language formula and low language will be imposed on any state. The three languages learned by children will be the choice of the states, regions, and of course the students themselves, so long as at least two of the three languages are native in India. In particular, students who will wish to change one or more from the three languages they are studying may do so in class 6 or 7, as long as they are able to demonstrate basic proficiency in three languages, including one language of India at the literature level, by the end of the secondary school. All efforts will be made in preparing high-quality bilingual textbooks and teaching learning materials for science and mathematics, so that students are enabled to think and speak about the two subjects both in their home language or mother language or in English. As so many developed countries around the world have amply demonstrated, being well educated in one language, culture, traditions is not a detrimental but indeed a huge benefit to educational, social, technological advancement. India's languages are among the richest and more specific, most beautiful, most expressive in the world, with a huge body of ancient as well as modern literature, both prose and poetry, film and music written in these languages that hail from India's national identity and wealth for purposes of cultural enrichment as well as national integration. All young Indians should be aware of the rich and vast array of languages of their country, the treasures that they had their literatures contain. Thus, every student in the country will participate in a fun project or activities. The languages of India, sometimes in class 6 or 8 to 8, 6 to 8, such as under the Ek Bharat, Shrestha Bharat initiative. In this project, students will learn about the remarkable unity of most of the major Indian languages, starting with their common phonetic and scientifically arranged alphabets and scripts, their common grammatical structures, their origins and source of vocabularies from Sanskrit and other classical languages, as well as their rich influences and differences. They will also learn what geographical areas speak with languages, get a sense of nature and structure of tribal languages, and learn to say commonly spoken phrases and sentences in every major language in India. Also, learn a bit about the rich and uplifting literature of each. Such as activity would give them both a sense of unity and the beautiful cultural heritage and diversity of India, and would be a wonderful icebreaker their whole lives as they meet people from other parts of India. This project or activity would be a joyful activity and won't involve any form of assessment. The importance and relevance and beauty of classical languages and literature of India also cannot be overlooked. Sanskrit, while also an important modern language mentioned in the English schedule of the Constitution of India, possesses a classical literature that is greater in volume than that of Latin and Greek put together, containing vast treasures of mathematics, philosophy, grammar, music, politics, medicine, architecture, meteorology, drama, poetry, storytelling, and many more, written by people of various religions as well as non-religious people, by people from all walks of life and a wide range of socio-economic backgrounds over thousands of years. Sanskrit will thus be offered at all levels of school and higher education as an important enriching option for students, including as an option in the three language formula. It will be taught in ways that are interesting, experimental, as well as contemporarily relevant, including through the use of Sanskrit language systems, and in particular through phonetics and pronunciation. Sanskrit textbooks at the foundational and middle school level may be written in simple standard Sanskrit to each Sanskrit to Sanskrit and make its study truly enjoyable. India also has an extremely rich literature in other classical languages, including classical Tamil, Telugu, Kannada, Malayalam, Odia. In addition to these classical languages, Pali, Persian, Prakriti and their work of literature too must be preserved for their richness and for the pleasure and enrichment of the posterity. As India becomes a fully developed country, the next generation will want to partake and be enriched by India's extensive and beautiful classical literature. In addition to Sanskrit, other classical languages, literatures of India, including Tamil, Telugu, Kannada, Malayalam, Odia, Pali, Persian, Prakriti, will also be widely available in schools as options for students, possibly as online modules through experimental and innovative approaches to ensure that these languages and literature stay alive and vibrant. Similar efforts will be made for all Indian languages having rich oral and written literatures, cultural traditions and knowledge. For enrichment of children and preservation of these rich languages and the artistic treasures, all students in the school, private or public, will have the option of learning at least 2 years of a classical language of India and its associated literature through experimental and innovative approaches, including the integration of technology from grade 6 to 12, with the option to continue from the middle stage through the secondary stage and beyond. In addition to high quality offerings in Indian languages and English, foreign languages such as Korean, Japanese, Thai, French, German, Spanish, Portuguese, Russian will also be offered at the secondary level for students to learn about the culture of the world and to enrich their global knowledge mobility according to their own interest and aspirations. The teachings of all languages will be enhanced through innovative experimental methods, including through gamification and apps, by weaving in the cultural aspects of languages such as films, theatre, storytelling, poetry and music, and by drawing connections with various relevant subjects with real-life experiences, and thus teaching of all languages will be based on experimental learning pedagogy. Indian Sign Language will be standardized across the country, and national and state curriculum materials developed for use by students with a hearing impairment. Local sign languages will be respected and taught as well as where is possible and relevant. Then comes curricular integration of essentials, subjects, skills and capacities. While students must have a large amount of flexibility in choosing their curriculum, certain subjects, skills, capacities should be learned by all students to become good, successful, innovative and adaptable, productive human being in today's rapidly changing world. In addition to proficiency in languages, this skill includes scientific temper, evidence-based thinking, creativity, innovativeness, sense of aesthetic and art, oral and written communication, health and nutrition, physical education, fitness, wellness, and sports, collaboration and teamwork, problem-solving and logical reasoning, vocational exposure and skills, digital literacy and coding, computational thinking, ethical and moral reasoning, knowledge and practice of human and constitutional values, gender sensitivity, fundamental duties, citizenship, skills, values, knowledge of India, environment awareness including water, resources, conservation, sanitation, hygiene and current affairs, and knowledge of critical issues facing local communities, states, the country and the world. Concerted curricular and pedagogical initiative, including the introduction of contemporary subjects such as artificial intelligence, design thinking, holistic health, organic living, environmental education, global citizenship education, at relevant stages will be undertaken to develop these various important skills in students at all levels. It is recognized that mathematics and mathematical thinking will be very important for India's future and India's leadership role in the numerous upcoming fields and professional that will involve artificial intelligence, machine learning and data science. Thus, mathematics and computational thinking will be given increased emphasis throughout the school years, starting with the fundamental stage through a variety of innovative methods, including regular use of puzzles and games that make mathematical thinking more enjoyable and engaging. Activities involving coding will be introduced in middle age. Every student will take a fun course during grade 6 to 8 and that gives a survey and hands-on experience of a sampling of important vocational crafts such as carpentry, electric work, metal work, gardening, pottery making, etc. as decided by states and local communities as mapped by local skilling needs. A practice-based curriculum from class 6 to 8 will be appropriately designed by NCERT while framing NCFSE 2020-21. All students will participate in 10-day bagless period sometimes during grade 6 to 8 where they intern with local vocational experts such as carpenter, gardener, potter, artist. Similar internship opportunities to learn vocational subjects may be made available to the students of class 6 to 12, including holiday periods. Vocational courses through online mode will also be made available. Bagless days will be encouraged throughout the year for various types of enrichment activities, including arts, quizzes, sports, vocational crafts. Children will be given periodical exposure to activities outside the school through visits to the places, monuments, historical places, cultural tourist importance for cultural and tourist importance, meeting local artisans, craftsmen, and visit higher educational institutions in their village, tahsil, district, or state to be made available. An engaging course of Indian knowledge system will also be available in secondary schools as an elective. Competitions may be held in schools for learning various topics such as phone and indigenous games, video documentaries on inspirational luminaries of India, ancient, modern, in science and beyond will be shown at appropriate points throughout the school curriculum. Students will be encouraged to visit different states as part of cultural exchange programs. Students will be taught at a young age the importance of doing what is right and will be given a logical framework for making ethical decisions. In latter years, this would be then be expanded along themes of cheating, violence, plagiarism, littering, tolerance, equality, empathy, with a view to enabling children to embrace moral or ethical values in conducting one's life. Formulate a position argument about an ethical issue from the multiple perspectives. Use ethical practices in all work as consequences of each basic ethical reasoning, traditional Indian values and all basic human and constitutional values. That is seva, ahimsa, swachhata, satya, niskama karma. Shanti, sacrifice, tolerance, diversity, pluralism, righteousness, conduct, gender sensitivity, respect for elders, respect for all people and their inherent capabilities regardless of background, respect for environment, helpfulness, courtesy, patience, forgiveness, empathy, compassion, patriotism, democratic outlook, integrity, responsibility, justice, liberty, equality and fraternity will be developed in all students. Children will have the opportunity to lead and learn from the original stories of Panchatantra, Jataka, Hitopadesa and other fond fables and inspiring tales from the Indian tradition and learning about their influences on global literature. Excerpts from the Indian Constitution will also be considered essential reading for all the students. Basic training in health, including preventive health, mental health, good nutrition, personal and public hygiene, disaster response, first aid will also be included in the curriculum, as well as scientific explanations of the detrimental and damaging effects of alcohol, tobacco and other drugs. All curriculum and pedagogy from the foundational stage onwards will be redesigned to be strongly rooted in the Indian and local context. and ethos in terms of culture, tradition, heritage, custom, language, philosophy, geography, ancient and contemporary knowledge, societal, scientific needs, indigenous, traditional ways of learning, in order to ensure that education is maximally relatable, relevant, interesting and effective for our students. Stories, arts, games, sports, examples, problems will be chosen as much as possible to be rooted in the Indian and local geographical context. Ideas, abstractions, creativity will indeed best flourishes when learning is thus rooted. Then comes National Curriculum Framework for National Education. The formulation of new comprehensive National Curricular Framework for National Education NCFSE 2020-21 will be undertaken by NCERT based on the principle of this National Education Policy 2020 frontline curriculum needs, and after discussion with all the stakeholders including state government, ministries, relevant departments of the central government and other experts bodies will be made available in all the regional languages. The NCFSE documents shall henceforth be revisited and updated once every 5 to 10 years, taking into account frontline curriculum. Then comes national textbooks with local content and flavor. The reduction in content and increased flexibility of school curriculum and renewed emphasis on constructive rather than note learning must be accompanied by parallel changes in school textbooks. All textbooks shall aim to contain the essential core material together with discussion, analysis, examples and applications deemed important on a national level, but at the same time contain any desired nuisance and supplementary material as per local context and needs. Wherever possible, school teachers will also have choices in the textbook they employ from among a set of textbooks that contain the requisite national and local material so that they may teach in a manner that is best suited to their knowledge and own pedagogical styles as well as to their students' community's needs. The aim will be to provide such quality textbooks at the lowest possible cost, namely at the cost of reduction printing, in order to mitigate the burden of textbook prices on the students and on the educational systems. This may be accomplished by using high quality textbook material developed by NCERT in conjunction with the HCERTs. Additional textbook material could be funded by public philanthropic partnerships and crowdsourcing that incentivize experts to write such high quality textbooks at cost price. States will prepare their own curricula, which may be based on the NCFC and prepared by NCERT to the extent possible, and prepare textbooks which may be based on the NCERT textbook materials to the extent possible, incorporating state flavor material as needed. While doing so, it must be borne in mind that NCERT curriculum would be taken as the national as acceptable criterion. The availability of such textbooks in all regional languages will be the top priority so that all students have access to high quality learning. All efforts will be made to ensure timely availability of the textbooks in the schools, and access to downloadable printable versions of all textbooks will be provided by the state, union territories and NCERT to help conserve the environment and reduce the logistical burden.